There was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord.
Saturday Night Live.
You don't really care for music, do ya?
Alec Baldwin.
Well, it goes
is the
like
president.
The
Kate McKenna comes out as Kellyanne Conway. And then the rest of the Trump clan and family, Mike Pence and the sons. Steve Bannon is Darth Vader. They all end up walking out and singing this song. Sort of a nod to the Saturday Night Live edition after the election when Kate McKinnon as Hillary Clinton sang that same song. And it was so touching and it was so powerful and it was so spot on perfect that night. So then at the end of the season, sort of bookending Saturday Night Live in this all-important year, if you will, they go back to Alec Baldwin singing that with the lyrics changed, and I didn't think it worked. The audience was laughing. I didn't think it was that funny, and I almost thought it was sort of, if not disrespectful to Cohen, I thought it was sort of disrespectful to what they accomplished the first time they did it. But maybe you don't agree. James Poniewozik is the media critic at the New York Times. He joins us now to talk a little bit about this season that was. James, you're on WGN in Chicago. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
That's my monologue about the use of that song. What did you think?
Well, here's the thing. I kind of agree with you that it felt like kind of a flat ending to a season that has gotten a lot of attention. I'd probably disagree with you a bit on the first use of Hallelujah, which was maybe polarizing. I sort of felt it was very powerful in the moment. I'm sure that, Kate McKinnon totally felt that performance and there was a lot of genuine emotion behind it. I have to say it bothered me somewhat simply because, Saturday Night Live, and this obviously was a reaction to the end of the election and the election of Donald Trump. Saturday Night Live was, in some ways, as much as they've made fun of Donald Trump, sort of instrumental in elevating and promoting Donald Trump. He had hosted the show a year before that, almost exactly, right? While a candidate for the Republican nomination, which was almost unprecedented, it seemed a little odd, in the light of that, to then react to his election as though you're kicking off a telethon after an asteroid hit the Earth. It was. I will say, very affecting, but there was, there was this background to it that kind of unsettled me.
Okay, but I hadn't thought about it in those terms. Wait a minute, but go back to Donald Trump as a candidate. I remember when he was on SNL as the candidate. I didn't remember it being all that unprecedented, but I guess it was. I didn't think it was all that funny either, because it's hard to make fun of Donald Trump since he's the zenith of himself. You really almost can't parody the guy. But you think it's a little disingenuous almost, huh? Is that what you're telling me, for them to then criticize him later?
Not so much to criticize him later, but to open a show in this, very sort of mournful. I mean, seriously, it was like, it was literally, what is the message of that if not we are marking a national tragedy? If you honestly believe that, that is absolutely, you're right. And I don't think it's like wrong of Saturday Night Live to take that tone. But, considering they had at least some role in that.
That's funny. But you think that, but you're telling me that you think SNL's role in Donald Trump's ascendancy was helpful, that they actually helped get him elected rather than pointed out. I mean, because you have to weigh against that all of the absurdities of the man that they pointed out as well.
Oh, sure. It's a little bit of everything for them. And obviously, Saturday Night Live will make fun of any, I'm certainly not saying they were operating as an unregistered super PAC for him.
quite the opposite.
But giving him, this tremendous amount of free media at what was at that point a crucial point in the run-up to the primaries, and at a time when a lot of other people were giving him free media as well, was, it's hard to say that they didn't have some role in lifting him.
Yeah.
And again, it's not even, you know, that was like over a year ago. I don't want to totally relitigate that. I would just say that kind of I guess that was why the holiday performance, as sincerely meant as it may have been, didn't sit that well with me.
That's really interesting. I think that's a double-edged sword that none of us have quite figured out yet. When you point out all of the absurdities, my word, of Donald Trump, are you helping him or hurting him? And when you put him on Saturday Night Live and mock him, you also humanize him. You give him a chance to laugh at himself. Ultimately, that's good for your brand. So I suppose, in net, that was a good night for Donald Trump, for sure. It wasn't a great night for Saturday Night Live. But then fast forward to he's now the president, and they've just had this season. And I think a question then and now remains, what should the job of Saturday Night Live be? Because clearly from Kate McKinnon's singing Hallelujah as Hillary Clinton, it was, we don't want Donald Trump. You're right. This is a day of mourning. This sucks. We don't like this guy. And now we're going to make fun of him and just bash him for the next season. That's what it felt like to me. Not comedy for comedy's sake, but rather comedy for an agenda's sake. What do you think of that, James?
I don't think there's necessarily anything wrong with that. I mean, not an agenda.
Do you agree with that? I mean,
I would say, honestly, I don't know if you're talking about like the episode immediately after the election when Kate McKinnon saying Hallelujah. I'm not sure that Saturday Night Live at that point necessarily knew what their approach was going to be.
Right.
But I would say when you say, you know, what's sort of the role of a comedy show, you know, it's first obviously to be funny, you know, which is to say, you know, to promote, you know, a reaction from people to get them to laugh, to make people feel strong feelings. It is not necessarily to be even-handed, to poke in all directions equally. Like, they don't have, like, any moral obligation. A comedian has an obligation professionally to have a point of view. Having a point of view often means that, you know, you're not always making fun equally in all directions. Depending on what your point of view is, you may happen to find that at this juncture in history, Donald Trump is, from your standpoint, being more ridiculous than any other public figure, and you're going to make more fun of him. Not everybody may agree with that, but, you know, I think comedy designed to have everybody agree with it is generally not going to be very good comedy. So I would say, you know, I think you're probably not going to make very good comedy if you say your objective is to have a certain real world effect, right? To, like, you know, make people vote a certain way or take down a certain politician or whatever. But you will make, hopefully, good comedy if you have a strong point of view, if you have something to say and you say it in a clever way.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes having something to say means you're going to be coming at it from a certain, you know, political point of view.
Well, so if nothing else, there's no harm, Saturday Night Live is saying, in us undermining his presidency each week. They're sure not trying to buttress it, right? They're not trying to help Donald
Trump.
I think
I honestly think before the election, they kind of went back and forth on how hard they were going to go against any particular candidate. I don't know if you remember, but they did a final episode with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump running through the streets of New York, and it was sort of this like kumbaya, you know, we all like each other when it comes down to it, and we're not going to tell you how to vote, but hasn't this been a crazy season, and, you know, let's settle it with a handshake or whatever. Afterwards, they went much more into, okay, this is, you know, confounding, you know, bizarre time in politics, and we're going to lean into, you know, to mocking Trump and the administration. And I think that that election gave Saturday Night Live more of a point of view than it had. I mean, the results of the election gave them more of a clarifying point of view than they had before the election.
Well, yeah. And look at the ratings. I mean, this was a banner year for Saturday Night Live. So while the president said they're not funny and it's a loser network and it's a loser show, people really flocked to the show this year. I wonder, would you say for some catharsis or what?
I'm sure catharsis is an element of it. I think that just generally in entertainment, maybe to an extent that's surprised me as an observer of it, people are really seeking out, people are just focused on politics and the administration and political affairs right now more intensely than they have been often in the past. I mean, you see this, in Stephen Colbert's ratings and a lot of, late night shows ratings and the effects on cable news ratings, where I might have thought that at this point people would just want an escape,
right,
and, go to, sort of apolitical entertainment like Jimmy Fallon. Instead, they're tending to turn more to shows that are leaning straight into it.
Yeah, no kidding.
And Donald Trump will be the first to tell you he's good for a lot of people's ratings.
Melissa McCarthy as Sean Spicer was a hit. Alec Baldwin, this may be the role of his career as Donald Trump. You got to admit, they're both really good at that. There were times, though, where I thought, and again, this is just me maybe belaboring the point. I'll let it go now. But I do think they are so anti-Trump that there are times where, while they're really good at saying something bad about the president or his staff, it's not so funny, and it's almost too mean. The parody spot they did, well, when they did a Broadway send-up with, Chicago was the show that they parodied Kellyanne Conway is performing in, and then they did a cologne ad for her, they just did the scene.
That was the Ivanka, was it Complicity? Complicity by Ivanka.
But there was also, what was the name of the show, Elif, that Glenn Close was in, Steve? I just asked you.
Oh, you're talking about the fatal attraction.
The fatal attraction thing I thought was beyond the pale. I thought that was a terrible skit,
That got a little ugly. I mean, it's the sort of thing that I can see in it. I can see the idea behind it, where it's not, I feel like the idea behind that was not so much to, be sort of personally spiteful toward Kellyanne Conway so much as saying, this relationship between cable news networks and the flacks that they put on the air is this weird kind of psychotic codependence. But in practice, it was it really came off kind of uncomfortably ugly. I agree.
That was somebody's mom lying on the ground there that they were pretending had died and then come back to life. I just thought they crossed a line.
Having said that, I think that Kay McKinnon's Kellyanne Conway had been, one of the high points of their election coverage before then.
Yep.
You mentioned earlier how it's tough to totally, to figure out a way to mock Donald Trump directly when he's such an outsized figure and such a performer and a celebrity in himself, which I think is a problem for a lot of people who do. And that's why I've actually felt that on Saturday Night Live, a lot of the best political stuff they've done this season has been spoofing the stuff around Donald Trump and around the election. And, people like Kellyanne Conway and, Melissa McCarthy's Sean Spicer, I would say more than Alec Baldwin's Donald Trump, has been the single great creation, sort of great comic character creation on Saturday Night Live this season. Absolutely.
People love
just
that.
Because, it instantly defined him as a public figure. And to me, a great Saturday Night Live is not just an imitation. It's not just about sounding or looking exactly like a person. It's having an idea of them and creating a character and creating it so, you saw this with Tina Fey and Sarah Palin, or maybe Will Ferrell's George W. Bush or Chevy Chase's Gerald Ford. That character is so well conceived, it kind of starts to take the place of the actual person in your mind. And I think Melissa McCarthy did that immediately.
That's so true. James Poniewozik writes, of course, about the media for the New York Times, and a little conversation here about Saturday Night Live's season, having just closed out with some of the best ratings and singing once again, Alleluia. James, thanks for joining us this afternoon. It's nice to read you. It's nice to talk to you, too.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.